The federal government is pressing in its crusade to make banks pay billions for alleged robo-signing practices in which some homes were foreclosed upon inappropriately. But now its own mortgage processor, Fannie Mae, deserves a share of the spotlight. The government watchdog that oversees these twin mortgage monsters, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is now reporting that Fannie knew as early as 2005 of its own foreclosure processing abuses, but did nothing to stop them. Here now to discuss with my freedom fighters, Fox Business Stocks editor and my colleague, Elizabeth McDonald, EMAC, Carl Jeffers, Democratic strategist, and Adrian Moore, Reason Foundation Vice President of Policy. Welcome to all of you. EMAC, to you first. Surprise that the federal government, which prosecutes banks for doing this, has its own banks that it owns doing the same thing?
I'm not surprised that this is yet another black eye, that they knew about these robo-signing abuses, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but didn't do anything about it. The government knew that there was a housing crisis in the works, didn't do anything about it because the mortgage insurance group, the lobby groups there, sent the Federal Reserve and the FDIC letters. But whether or not it carries any weight with how the banks are going to be dealt with is yet another separate story.
Carl, is robo-signing only wrongful when it's done by private banks, but there's nothing wrong about it when it's done by the government's own monsters, Freddie and Fannie?
Well, robo-signing as a concept is one that we can all condemn, and I think we can agree to that. But the reality is that when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were engaged in these questionable activities, they were at that point not directly actually foreclosing on homeowners. That it was part of the abuses being discovered in their system of monitoring, and they pledged to correct them, and they didn't do it. But when the banks were doing it, they were directly, as a result of that, foreclosing on homeowners, and at the bad timing was that it was being done when the economy was in spiraling downward, and that created much more publicity about it. And so naturally, the banks are getting a tougher deal than the Fannie Mac and Freddie Mac.
Adrian, I have never heard Carl so tepid about defending big government. I mean, what are Fannie and Freddie, Adrian? Are they victims or are they perpetrators or are they both?
No, they're perpetrators entirely. Fannie and Freddie's mission for the past decade at least has been to buy up risk in the housing market, take it out of the market, and put it onto the taxpayers. And so that's all they're focused on. Robo-signing makes it easier to accomplish that mission, so we shouldn't be surprised that they did it, and that when this was called to attention in this report, that they said, yeah, but fixing that doesn't help us accomplish our mission.
Right.
And the banks, on their part, were sort of making the same calculus. They're saying, look, Fannie and Freddie's taking all the risk out of the market, so why should we take doing foreclosures seriously when ultimately we're not going to be left holding the bag anyway? That's Fannie and Freddie's job.
I beg to differ with Carl. The inspector general overseeing Fannie and Freddie found that Fannie knew about wrongful, inappropriate, false paperwork filed for foreclosures.
Right.
But now, separate from that, this is a stunning statistic. The U.S. government, through Fannie and Freddie, now oversee the majority, most of all federally backed, seriously delinquent loans. There's a shadow inventory that's now in the arms of the U.S. government. That is the real issue. What will the U.S. government do with that housing inventory, and how will that affect the housing market for years?
Why doesn't the government obey its own laws? Go ahead, Carl. We've got to switch topics, but go ahead. Yeah. I'll let you reply.
Yeah, I'll very quickly. I may have been tepid before, but I wouldn't be tepid now when someone's trying to say that essentially Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's sole purpose for the last 10 years was to simply take the risk out of the market and put it on the backs of taxpayers, when in fact those two agencies are responsible for in fact enabling almost half of all homeowners in America being able to own a home. That is not in
Carl,
fact
this is shameless. We have to switch topics. But you know that Fannie and Freddie are responsible for banks advancing loans to people who weren't entitled to them under the bank's own underwriting standards, because Fannie and Freddie said, sell them to us and put the taxpayers on the hook. We're going to switch gears. This is another serious issue involving the feds. The International Monetary Fund Fund chief Christine Lagarde is sending off distress flares this week, warning that the IMF will need billions of dollars in extra funding to bulk up its emergency bailout war chest. Citing the need to maintain the fund's credibility, Madame Lagarde cautioned of the need to prepare for worst-case scenarios facing the global economy. EMAC, does that mean American taxpayers should be prepared for another bailout that makes the stimulus packages look like small change?
You know, here's the issue, and it's an important one. You're right to raise it, Judge. And that is, in 2009, the Obama administration let the IMF have additional access to possibly $108 billion in U.S. taxpayer funds. So now Senators Jim DeMint and Orrin Hatch and two other senators are saying, wait, we don't want taxpayer money going to help bail out countries like Greece, which were reckless.
Carl, should this international organization have a line of credit into the federal government, into the tens and tens of billions that it can simply use like a credit card? I mean, this is American taxpayer dollars, or, as we know today, dollars borrowed in the name of the American taxpayers will have to pay it back. Should this system even exist, Carl?
Well, certainly it should, and to the extent that Chairman Lagarde has indicated that they are in the process of bulking up their bailout funds from the entire European source, to the extent that ultimately, and I've said this months ago, that whatever happens in Europe, ultimately, the United States is going to have to be involved with the bailout, with the salvation financially of it anyway. So to the extent that we can in some way ameliorate that by reducing somewhat by contributions from other countries to build it up, we are, in fact, better off in that
Adrian,
way.
How can Tim Geithner come out in favor of the president's infrastructure bank and jobs plan and giving money to Greece when he hasn't even settled the relationship between the IMF and the federal government?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when are we going to learn that bailouts are the cause of the problem and not the solution? Until there are consequences for making bad decisions, until governments, people, and banks and companies are allowed to fail when they make bad decisions, they're going to keep making those bad decisions. The last thing we need is for the IMF to have more bailout money and to perpetrate more years of this financial crisis.
Yeah, it basically is causing our government to look more like Europe. We want a limited constitutional government, not one that steps up just because Carl thinks it's the right thing to do to help out very reckless countries over there who basically, for example, Greece has 11 million people, $300 billion in debt that they can't get out from under.
Should we be bailing out the Greeks when we have our own problems here? We only have about 15 seconds, Carl.
First of all, for 15 seconds, number one, I never was making a moral judgment about it. What I'm telling you is that when they need bailing out, we will be the ones that will have to do it, whether we think it's good or not. Secondly, I'll tell you when it's time to learn.
Carl Jeffrey,
when you learn that bailouts
Adrian
come
Moore,
after the problem.
Thank you for joining us. How the federal government has taken us fiscal hostages, and what will you do about it? Next.
All this week, the I-Man's live.
That's something to get jacked up for.
With a power-packed lineup of must-see guests.
Isn't that crazy?
Get ready for some heated talk on I Miss in the Morning.